afternoon, and welcome to another Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation's Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions. I am your guest host, Michael Kernodle, and you have a treat before you today. And I know you're saying, what treat is that? None other than our educator, the professor, Tyler Wertman. And the topic is, what I love about Kid Ory. Hey, it's going to be an awesome one, so I hope you have your notebook. Take some notes. He's going to play some music. It's going to be super fantastic. But before we get started, it wouldn't be good if I didn't thank all of our awesome sponsors. So I want to remind you, please check out the studio archives of our past video sessions at clearwaterjazz.com, education and outreach section. And that is brought to you by Blue Water Wealth Management at Stewart Partners and Duke Energy. Hey, and don't forget about the Young Lion podcast available wherever you stream. That's brought to you by our friends at Marine Max Clearwater. And all you have to do is just search Young Lion's Jazz Master Virtual Sessions wherever you stream. If you have any questions today, please go into that chat feature, type it in there. We're going to leave some time near the end so our wonderful educator can answer all those questions. I mean, where do we begin? Tyler's given us so many great sessions, all the What I Love About series, but how about some basic trombone fundamentals, approaching a transcription, chord progression, turnaround? I mean, the list goes on and on. You could go back into our archives, check those out. And if you don't know this wonderful, wonderful musician and educator, Tyler is a jazz trombonist. And he's very special to us here at Clearwater Jazz. He's done so many things with us, the My Journey with Jazz programs and the master sessions. He's a composer, a performer, producer. He focuses on jazz and classical styles. He's performed with many, many groups. Currently, he is an instructor of music at University of Tampa. He's presently teaching Introduction to Jazz as well as World Music Cultures. Where did he get that bachelor's degree? You know where. FSU, and he also has a master's in music and jazz studies at USL. So, no more from me, because I know you want to hear from him. Hey, Professor Tyler,
the stage
is all yours.
All right, now, thank you as always for that. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you, Clearwater Jazz Holiday. And I haven't done a What I Love About series, and so I figured, why not start today with someone who's influential on our instrument, if you're watching, in a trombone player. And so for me, I wanted to start with an individual who performed with Louis Armstrong's Hot 5 and Hot 7 and sort of transcended what the trombone is or how to approach the trombone in years to come. Someone who is that influential on the instrument, someone whose name you might have heard, you know, if you've been practicing jazz for a year or two now, but it's really crucial if you plan on creating music, right, to dive back into those history books and to see what individuals were doing when this style was essentially, you know, created. And so this individual's name, Kid Ory. Now, Kid is his nickname, but now Kid Ory, he's played in numerous bands, right, with individuals such as Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, you name it, but he's also led some groups of his own. Okay, now what we're going to be focusing on today is really what he did for the trombone in terms of what he brought to the table. Now, there's a few things when, you know, dealing with Kid Ory that might catch your ear, okay? And so it's important to know or to be aware of those things. What do you like about a certain player? Is it their sound, okay? Is it the way they're approaching harmony? Is it maybe the space that they're using? All these things and more could be things that really guide your ear to a certain individual. And it's important as a musician to sort of key into those factors there. So then you can bring them onto your own playing. And so for me, his approach to trombone is something that was really remarkable at this time for a few different things. He had a very voice-like approach to the trombone. Okay, so this implements melodic features, right, on his brass instrument. He's bringing another side of music to trombone playing, okay, as well as his slide technique. So things that that's unique about the voice is that you can bend and have a very, you know, a smooth glissando from up to down, much like a trombone, right? So like the human voice, the trombone can sort of imitate this on some degree. For example, bah, right? So the trombone and the human voice, they can be, you know, paired together or related in a musical sense. And Kid Ory was very, very aware of this, especially with his plunger approach. Here's an example of some of his voice-like playing as well. So you heard his plunger sort of acted like a lower jaw. Wah, wah. And you could hear those voice-like impressions that he was trying to get and that he made on the trombone. And it's such a unique sound. It really is such a crucial flavor when talking about, you know, Creole jazz, traditional jazz, you name it. It's just, he really helped create more sides to the trombone than what were there previously. Now, something that you also heard in that recording, or hopefully you took from it as well, besides, you know, his voice-like playing, was his sound. You know, he wasn't playing very, very soft and, you know, whisper-like. He was had a very broad sound, and that's what I really enjoy about Kid Ory's playing. He's got a very full tone on his trombone, no matter his register, right? That's pretty, you know, pretty low on the trombone, you know, in our range, and he's really displaying, you know, his sound down there. Okay, and so here's another example of his sound. Okay, and again, listen to maybe his technique of his slide. Some things you can do to sort of listen to that is pitch indication. Okay, is he sliding up to the note? Is he articulating it right on? So here's another example. In this tune that I'm playing for you all is entitled Tin Roof Blues. Okay, and it's on his record, Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. So again, listen to this big open sound now. There's your melody, okay? So that was an intro that he had. But if you heard his playing, It was very, very open, right? Very broad, full toned, right? And you heard those glissandos that he incorporated, right? And it never was soft and, just in that manner. It was always very direct, right? Going into our four chord. You know, at having those voice-like entrances to those notes that then the other horn players can play off of, okay? And that's what's beautiful about this music. It really is a balance from everyone. Everybody's listening to everyone, and everybody's communicating on their own instrument with each other. Almost at the same time. You really can't do this when having a conversation, right? But this is what makes jazz so great, right? We're all listening and we're all communicating at the same time. And so you heard his scoops, his bends, his articulation into those notes, very clear, right? There was never anything that he played that was, not definitive. And that's what I really like about his playing. Everything's crisp. Everything he played is meant to be there, right? And so his solos on the trombone now was really the foundations of what jazz trombone would be, and what it would build from at this point. Having a strong sound, having a strong sense of articulation, great slide technique. These are things, he was developing on his own in early years. Now, he still played this traditional style, up until, the time of his passing. And that's something I also think not a lot of musicians really understand, especially the young musicians. They might think, hey, there was Louis Armstrong in this great traditional jazz era, and then all of a sudden there was bebop, and then all that music just stopped. And that's a very common misconception that's had in not only high schoolers but some college students as well. And no, that didn't necessarily happen, right? We had guys like Louis Armstrong, Kid Ory, who would play their music throughout the 30s, throughout the 40s, throughout the 50s, into the 60s, okay? And it was their music, right? They were the pioneers of that. They didn't necessarily have to go to big band swing, right? Because they, like I said, created this, in which big band swing, right, in other areas, bebop, this and that, were created from this traditional style of jazz. And it has a whole, there's a bunch of different names for early jazz. You might, use a different term, but it's important for me to call it what it is. And it is traditional jazz. You might say trad jazz or trad band for short, but it's really important for modern musicians to go back and do their homework of previous instrumentalists, not only on their, horn or, instrument, but these bands, how they were arranging things, okay? How they were setting up their solo sections, things like that. Maybe you like something that they did and you can bring it into an arrangement of yours. Okay, but either way, it's all learning at the end of the day, learning what you like about someone's playing or arrangements, or what you don't like and why. And yeah, Mike, that is what I like about Kid Ory. Well, it's what I love. It's what I love. Excuse me.
That's what you love about Kid Ory.
That's right.
That was an awesome session. I mean, I think I've heard so many of these recordings. And, there's so many musicians that sound alike, but man, he has a very unique sound. And that's what I love about him. So, I mean, thank you for sharing this great history on this phenomenal musician. It sounds like you've done a lot of transcriptions and you've studied him and you've done some of his works, right?
Absolutely. And not just him, you know, there's some more artists here that we'll talk about, you know, before we even get to guys like J.J. Johnson that did that foundational work for these later artists. But absolutely, you need to know how, if you want to tailgate, you know, or play that tailgate trombone style, you're going to have to do some listening to Kid Ory because he fundamentally helped create it, right?
Yeah, it's always great to study the creators of different genres. So I guess it's very important to know the history, know the lineage of all these great players and see where did they get their ideas. So Professor Wertman, I mean, hey, you really broke it down for us today. I highly recommend if you love these type of sessions, first of all, we want you to share. You know, go out and tell other students, other musicians, the great things you're hearing here at Clearwater Jazz, Young Lions virtual sessions. And the good thing about this, it's free. I mean, you click on the link. We have an archive of so many great sessions that, you know, you pull out your horn and just play along and just, you know, we have theory sessions, so many things. And you can find that posted at www.clearwaterjazz.com/education. And you know what? If you're really enjoying this and you want to give us some feedback or maybe you have a suggestion for a topic, you know, that's coming up, just email us at info@clearwaterjazz.com. We would love to hear from you. Please continue to share the word. And until then, thank you, Tyler, for this great session today. And as we always say, keep it swinging until next time. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Clearwater Jazz Holidays Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions. Thank you to our friends at Marine Max Clearwater for helping to present this podcast series. To learn more about the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Annual Festival tradition, other special events throughout the year, and our year-round education and outreach, please visit clearwaterjazz.com.